Dozens of Oakland students gathered outside of Assemblymember Buffy Wick's office, urging her to vote yes on Assembly Bill 1243. This bill would establish the Polluters Pay Climate Superfund program. If the bill passes, California's EPA would be required to identify and publish a list of fossil fuel companies that did business with the state between 1990 and 2024, and are determined to be responsible for more than 1 billion metric tons of fossil fuel emissions during that period. These top polluters would be required to pay their share of the total damage amount to the state. That money would go into a superfund used to restore climate damages. Anushka Kalyan of the California Youth Environmental Justice Coalition says this bill places responsibility for the climate crisis where it belongs.
This bill really flips the narrative on who has to pay for climate damages. Historically, it's been California taxpayers, and that's really unfair because we didn't even make the problem in the first place. So why should we be the ones to find a solution? But instead, it forces those who actually made the problem to clean up that mess.
An analysis by the nonprofit climate organization Undaunted K-12 found that students in California in this year alone have already missed 54,000 hours of school time due to climate-related disasters. The Los Angeles Unified School District, the most populous school district in the state, has had to allocate $2.2 billion for repairs after the Palisades fire. Food and Water Watch says that the Climate Superfund could raise over $150 billion from the biggest polluters without raising taxes on families. The Oakland students were joined by groups including Youth vs. Apocalypse, Food and Water Watch, and Frontline Catalysts. Xochitl Cortez is director and co-founder of Frontline Catalysts, an organization that works with youth from communities most impacted by the climate crisis and structural disinvestment. She explained why a walkout was the tactic of choice.
The walkout was a tactic because in Frontline Catalysts, for example, we really center ethnic studies. We understand that historically, student walkouts are very powerful. They send a message to individuals, teachers, communities that they are willing to sacrifice a day of walkout to say, this is part of our education. We are learning about this. And sometimes this learning happens out in the community.
Haskell Kasai is a college student who performs music under the name Skelly Bo. Following his performance in Frank Ogawa Plaza, he spoke about the collective effervescence of the day's youth-centered action.
It was so beautiful seeing us walking through the streets. Was really cool. But the most thing that I loved seeing people come out of their work or like look out their window like, what the hell, what is that? What's going on? And seeing like everyday people, workers, like just like looking at us, and they kind of have that look, like it kind of gives you a feel good feeling, because you know, like they feel good, you know what I'm saying? They feel like empowered and like, damn, I can't be out there right now because I have work. So we're doing it for all the people, you know what I'm saying, who can't.
May 1st was the deadline for legislation to advance from the committee process. Because AB 1243 failed to meet this deadline, it's likely the bill will have to wait until next year for further action. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirchner.